Welcome to this daily PBJ devotional. This devotional is about the book of Philemon. Paul, a prisoner of Christ Jesus, and Timothy, our brother, to Philemon, our beloved fellow worker, to Apphia, our sister, to Archippus, our fellow soldier, and to the church that meets at your house. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I always thank my God, remembering you in my prayers, because I hear about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints. I pray that your partnership in the faith may become effective as you fully acknowledge every good thing that is ours in Christ. I take great joy and encouragement in your love, because you, brother, have refreshed the hearts of the saints. So although in Christ I am bold enough to order you to do what is proper, I prefer to appeal on the basis of love. For I, Paul, am now aged, and a prisoner of Christ Jesus as well. I appeal to you for my child Onesimus, whose father I became while I was in chains. Formerly he was useless to you, but now he has become useful both to you and to me. I am sending back to you him who is my very heart. I would have liked to keep him with me, so that on your behalf he could minister to me in my chains for the gospel. But I did not want to do anything without your consent, so that your goodness will not be out of compulsion, but by your own free will. For perhaps this is why he was separated from you for a while, so that you might have him back for good, no longer as a slave, but better than a slave, as a beloved brother. He is especially beloved to me, but even more so to you, both in person and in the Lord. So if you consider me a partner, receive him as you would receive me. But if he has wronged you in any way or owes you anything, charge it to my account. I, Paul, write this with my own hand. I will repay it, not to mention that you owe me your very self. Yes, brother, let me have some benefit from you in the Lord. Refresh my heart in Christ. Confident of your obedience, I write to you, knowing that you will do even more than I ask. In the meantime, prepare a guest room for me, because I hope that through your prayers I will be restored to you. Epaphras, my fellow prisoner in Christ Jesus, sends you greetings, as do Mark, Aristarchus, Demas, and Luke, my fellow workers. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. This is God's Word. This is yet another of Paul's prison letters, as we saw in verse 1, which says, Paul, a prisoner of Jesus Christ. And verse 1b and 2 tell us the recipients of this letter, who were Philemon, Apphia, and Archippus. Paul calls Apphia our sister, and that means she's almost certainly Philemon's wife, and Archippus is possibly the son of Philemon and Apphia. When we take this mention of Archippus and compare it to Colossians 4:17, which says, Tell Archippus, see to it that you complete the ministry you have received in the Lord, we begin to see that Philemon lived in Colossae. This family was not the only recipient of this letter, however, because the last part of verse 2 says, And the church that meets in your home. Although Paul has a couple of big, generous things to ask of Philemon, he did not want his request to overwhelm the people too much. In verses 4 through 7, Paul described his prayers for Philemon and the others. Then in verses 8 through 19, Paul got to the core of the letter, which was to ask Philemon to forgive his runaway slave Onesimus, as we saw in verses 17 through 19. After he forgave Onesimus, Paul then wanted Philemon to free Onesimus so that Onesimus could serve with Paul. But the verse that intrigues me in this chapter is verse 6, and here's what it says in the NIV. I pray that your partnership with us in the faith may be effective in deepening your understanding of every good thing we share for the sake of Christ. And again, that's verse 6 from the NIV. Paul considered Philemon a partner because of his faithful giving to God's work in verse 7. But here in verse 6, Paul prayed for a spiritual benefit to come to Philemon. And that benefit was that the partnership with us in the faith may be effective in deepening your understanding of every good thing we have for the sake of Christ. In other words, Paul wanted Philemon's financial support and prayer for Paul. That investment, Paul wanted that to strengthen Philemon's faith. He wanted Philemon to know God better as a result of his partnership with Paul's ministry. Have you ever considered that serving the Lord and giving financially to his work could actually be good for you spiritually? Not only do others benefit from this kind of partnership, but you benefit from it because it deepens your understanding, to borrow some of the words from that verse, but it deepens your understanding of Christ and of Christ's mission. So I have to ask, what is your level of spiritual growth? Did it peak when you were called to be saved, or is it growing? If you feel that you are stuck spiritually and not growing, then you need to find a place to serve. Serving Christ, investing financially and with your time in his kingdom, is helpful to your spiritual life. So find a place to serve if you don't have one already. And find a way to give to God's work if you're not giving already. And watch how your understanding of God and his goals and his people will grow as a result. If you found this devotional helpful, let me encourage you to subscribe to it either as an email subscription or as a podcast. And you can find out all the information you need to know to choose one of these at my website, dailypbj.com/subscribe. And let me also encourage you to partner with me, just like Philemon partnered with Paul, by becoming a financial supporter of my work. Go to dailypbj.com/support to do that. Please share this with someone else, and I'll see you next time. May God bless you. Hope you have a great day today.